Okay, welcome back to the Midday Show. It's my great pleasure to welcome the author, Stephen Blush, to the to KZE. Some time ago, what year was it, Stephen, when you wrote American Hardcore, A Tribal History? What
Well,
year did it originally
the
come out?
first edition was in 2001. Second edition came out in 2011. And I'm actually working on a third edition for the 25th anniversary next year.
Oh, you're gonna have to send me a new one, I guess.
Okay.
Well, the reason you're here today, other than the fact that, I'm just pleased to meet you, your book, American Hardcore, regardless of which edition, was adapted into a documentary in 2006
Correct.
by Paul Rockman. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Paul Rackman and I made the
Rockman.
film together, but
You made
he's
it
the
together.
director, and
Okay.
I was there every step of the way as
Oh, I
a
bet.
heavy-handed writer. So,
Yeah.
and he's a great filmmaker. He was a video director of Bad Brains and Pantera and
Perfect.
the early Pearl Jam and Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, did all Bad Brains, all that.
Yes. Oh, so it's a perfect marriage then. Let me just tell folks right from the top, there will be a screening of the documentary American Hardcore at Upstate Films in Saugerties at the Orpheum Theater on Monday, June 23rd at 7 o'clock. Obviously, Stephen, you will be there for a conversation afterward.
That is correct.
And this screening is part of Upstate Film's Sonic Wave series. And I'll just read this little bit so people can understand what we're talking about here. Inspired by Stephen Blush's 2001 nonfiction book of the same name, this documentary tells the story of this important punk scene featuring bands such as Black Flag, Minor Threat, and the one you mentioned before, Bad Brains. They made for an anarchistic response to the homelessness, materialism, and conservatism of the Reagan years. Well, it seems like this film is still incredibly relevant then, because
Oh, yeah.
we're right back
Oh,
in a
yeah.
time that we need hardcore back, I guess is what I'm saying.
I would agree. It's a mindset, right? It's I'm not talking about the music necessarily, but I am talking about the
Right.
revolutionary spirit. You're starting to see a little of that all around the country, really. American hardcore happened at a time where the mainstream was very conservative, adults were very conservative. And it's nice to see the American hardcore spirit come of age. So people who are not just teenagers are involved in this insurrection against against some evil forces, let's say.
For those who don't know, like about specifically what a hardcore punk is, which was a reaction to the kind of an excessiveness, more specifically in the music industry, but it was certainly, one could argue, also a response to a larger cultural time and very stripped down. And now hardcore even went, I think, further in that direction with the style, with the music. The length of songs, even, I mean, everything.
Yeah, so there was punk rock, and punk rock was a rebellion against what was going on in the 70s. And then what you had coming from the suburbs, from the teenagers, something known as hardcore punk. So it was a subsect of punk. You had to
Okay.
be a punk rocker first to get this music, but
Right.
kind of based on the Ramones, no guitar solos, play as fast as, even faster than the Ramones. Like the Bad Brains, Black Flag, Minor Threat, all the bands we talk about, there was no verse chorus. This was just pure rage,
Three
right?
minutes, two and a half, 3 minutes of pure rage.
Yeah, it really was. And it really ages well today. I mean, the music was so radical, there was never a time where the record companies embraced it. So it still has that. It's probably the only music left that has that insurrection spirit that makes it so tangible and important to kids today. We keep seeing revivals every 10 years or so, and it's probably the strongest revival I've seen right now.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so, and this is something that started in the early 1980s.
Right.
So it's very impressive. There's a lot of purists who don't think that the hardcore of today is as important as their kids, but I'm not the bitter old man, and I
Waving
do
his fist
appreciate.
on the porch, no?
Right, exactly. So there's bands like Turnstile and Scowl and the like, and I love what they do. I feel the power from them. And if they interpret it a little bit differently, so be it. Who am I to tell them what to do? This old man telling them what to do.
It's interesting. Yeah, I think we were talking a little bit before we went on the air a little bit about who these guys and to some degree women who were part of the hardcore movement. I'm talking to Stephen Blush, who's the author of American Hardcore: A Tribal History, and there is a documentary version going to be at Upstate Films in Saugerties on Monday the 23rd at 7 o'clock. And Stephen, so where were you during those early 80s when the hardcore scene was born and blew up? What was your part in all that at the time?
Sure. Well, everything's time and place, right? It's like where you happen to be. And I happen to be in college in Washington, D.C.,
Oh,
three
perfect.
blocks from the White House, had some time working on Capitol Hill, which totally alienated me. And I became the kid promoter in town. I was not a musician, right? So I was a college kid. So, but I became the kid promoter in town, and I booked Minor Threat and the Bad Brains and Circle Jerks and Black Flag and Dead Kennedys, and half of these bands crashed on my couch, right? So it was so immediate, it was so powerful, and that law degree just never happened. So,
Any regrets?
well, it depends if you ask my mom,
Of course.
but just like any mom would probably say you messed up your life, but I don't think I did. I feel the power of what I've done. This book came out in the first edition, came out in the second edition, and it's now going to come out in the third edition for 2026, and with more people and more information and talking about the music of today and kind of putting the bookends to it. So I've traveled the world with this,
Right.
the film. I've sold lots of books. And
Which, by the way, I should add, even though I wasn't quite so caught up with the hardcore scene myself at the time as a young guy in the early 80s, but or to mid 80s, but the book is still a really cool, fun, interesting read, totally. I mean, I was kind of surprised that I got as much caught up in your book as I did. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the documentary on Monday evening, you know.
Yeah, it's a really incredible film. We went to the Sundance Film Festival with that.
Which
I mean, that
is
was,
such a, you know, opportunity for any film
oh my God, that
for
was
starting, you
ridiculous.
know. Yeah, I mean, that's a great, it's yours to, you know, lose, or you know what I'm saying.
Right, and we got picked up by Sony Picture Classics, so I'm hanging out with Celia Cruz and Pedro Almodóvar and all these the most famous names of the business at Sundance.
Wow.
I'm hanging out with Wim Wenders, and he's saying, we're getting drunk, and he's like, "Well, Steve, when you make a film and blah blah blah," and I'm saying, "Oh yeah," but I had no clue what he was talking about. So,
Well, he's done my podcast, which I'm going to invite you on to. Wim
oh, that's
Wenders.
fantastic! Yeah, the film got picked up by Sony Picture Classics, which is and released theatrically
Which meant that it
until.
had a marketing budget.
Yeah, it really was, New York Times reviews and the whole nine. So it's really cool to bring it to the Hudson Valley, which is a very sophisticated artistic market.
Yeah, for sure. I think you'll have a good response to the screening, and I look forward to hearing more about how the Q&A goes, and we'll definitely have to do have another conversation soon
Yeah,
when the
one thing I
third.
want to point out and mention too is that after we show the film, we're going to go across the street to Inquiring Minds Bookstore, and I'm going to do a
Going to
little
sign some books.
slideshow and sell some books. And also, I'm going to have a friend of mine, DJ from the city, is going to come with me. So it's an after party.
Oh, great. That's a great idea. You know, nothing else is open on a Monday night. You may as well have a great time. It sounds like a great evening. So support our local film community and come out to see American Hardcore, the documentary, on Monday evening, June 23rd at 7 o'clock, and meet Stephen Blush, the author. Thank you so much, Stephen, for coming on the Midday Show today. I really appreciate your time.
It was really a pleasure, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much. This is 98.1 KZE.